Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Thursday, gang. Welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And we kick things off, excuse the pun, it's awful, with the fallout from the evening's Carabao Cup matches, starting with our main commentary match, where Man City were knocked out by West Ham. This was the reaction on TalkSport.
I'm forever blowing bubbles.
Saeed Benrahma steps up, right footed, scores! West Ham United take a Manchester double and knock United and now City out of the Carabao Cup.
Well, Stuart, congratulations. You've knocked out Manchester United and Manchester City, but doing it here in front of 60,000 people on a night like tonight, how important is that for the club, do you think?
You've got to turn around and say, for a start, you know, 60-odd thousand people have turned up, you know, for this round of the Carabao Cup. It's a great recommendation for this football club. I think it's all there to see sort of probably the togetherness that the club showed tonight, you know, from the terraces. And I've got to say, the manager, who's closing in on 1,000 matches now, has developed that togetherness amongst the group.
They're loving life right now under David Moyes. Everyone has bought into it. You can tell.
Oh, the fans. Everyone was behind them. I mean, we're just so together.
Yeah.
Stevo. Gimme, go on. I'm forever blowing bubbles. Go on. Gimme a big rendition. You're through the quarterfinals. Give it large, Steve. Go on. Go on, Stevo.
Forever blowing bubbles, pretty bubbles in the air.
Sounds like you got a bubble in your throat, mate.
What's happened there? You've thrown a bit of gravel down your throat.
He's at sand on the way out of the ground.
After winning this trophy four seasons in a row, Man City are out of the Carabao Cup.
It was an incredible run. For years, one day should finish, and I like to finish in this way, playing like really, really well, and unfortunately we are out.
Phil Foden for Manchester City will take their first spot kick against Alphonse Areola. He steps up left footed, he misses the target.
Of course, to have the courage to say I want to be the first, he took it, and he will learn then for the next time, and tomorrow we'll speak calmly about that.
4 minutes are up. And so are Burnley's hopes. The full-time whistle goes. It's the Spurs fans celebrating. They've won it by a golden ill. It was a game that Nuno billed as being like a final. They have won it.
No Dele Alli in the squad. He didn't travel with the squad. What does he need to do to get back into this side? Or are you going to tell us it's a rotational problem?
No. All the players, we have to make decisions. Dele was not here with us today. Harry Wings also was not here with us today. But this is a long season.
I'm not Dele Alli, I'm not in his head. I can only go off the experiences that I had when the chips were down and things weren't going well. The biggest problem that I had as a player was I got comfortable with my surroundings. So basically, I got rich. I started doing nice things, going nice restaurants, having nice holidays, and I took my eye off the prize of what got me to the top. And that was hard work, dedication, putting the miles in, putting the effort in, you know, being the first one in training, being the last one out. That's what made me a football player. Dele Alli used to have that. I don't think, looking at his lifestyle right now, he has that anymore. And the problem is, everyone else has caught up with him.
Liverpool beat Preston 2-0 to make it into the last eight, while Brentford saw off Stoke 2-1.
Now, 3 years ago yesterday, the football world was in shock when a helicopter carrying the Leicester owner crashed outside the club's ground. 5 people were killed in the tragic accident. The former Crystal Palace chairman, Simon Jordan, paid tribute to the work Vichai's son has done to help continue his father's legacy.
To lose somebody in this manner, actually at the stadium, is beyond comprehension. For his son, I have to say, for his son to have continued to be involved in a situation where he has to go to a stadium every other week where his father died.
A constant reminder.
He's a constant reminder. It beggars belief for me, and Leicester should thank their lucky stars that they've got owners such as this.
Yes,
Leicester,
indeed.
I'm sure they do, Leicester City fans.
Leicester hosted Brighton in the Carabao Cup at the King Power Stadium, and it was the first time a match had taken place on the anniversary of the tragedy.
He has to score or Brighton are out. And Wepu takes it. It's saved by Danny Ward. Big moment, and Leicester progress to the quarterfinals for the fourth time in five seasons.
On now to Manchester United, annoyingly, and Alan Brazil, former United player, of course, and Gabby Agbonlahor discussed Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's future as well as his possible replacement, Antonio Conte. I don't really care anymore.
It wouldn't surprise me if he goes and gets a result against Spurs. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Gets a result against Atlanta, and maybe even nicks a draw against City. I think he keeps his job then. I think they don't want to sack him. I think if he has a loss to Spurs and lose to Man City, he probably goes. It's international break. Everyone knows that's a dreaded time for managers.
You need a big name for Man United. Yeah. Listen, Ollie is a player. Goes down in history.
Beckham. Into Sheringham. And Solskjaer has won it!
But I've said for months and months, is he strong enough? It's not for me, he's not. To take United on, to be challengers, not for me. He's not strong enough. Mm. So they need a strong manager.
Maybe Conte comes in and Ronaldo doesn't play every game. You know, he might play one game and the next game he doesn't play. And then people won't be moaning. I think because he's Solskjaer and he hasn't got this hard mentality, when he just dropped Ronaldo, people are against him. But Conte comes in, he'll just pick the right team that's going to get results. He won't care.
Talk Sport breaking news.
Barcelona have sacked Ronald Koeman. He's gone. He's done. Manchester United all of a sudden might have to go, right, hold on. If Barcelona come in and, you know, nick Antonio Conte or something, maybe they need to make a decision very soon.
Now, Liverpool have been linked with Borussia Dortmund teenage sensation Jude Bellingham. They may need to break their own transfer record to get him as well. And Bundesliga expert Kevin Hatchard believes that they will be happy to spend big on a transformative signing. Oh, there's a word you don't use every day.
Bellingham, 1-0 to Borussia Dortmund, and it just broke for Jude Bellingham on the edge of the area, and the 17-year-old has lashed it past Edison into the top right-hand corner.
I think what Liverpool have shown they'll do is they'll spend big money on what they feel are transformational signings. So they brought in Alisson, and that has been transformational because they have a top-class goalkeeper. And you only had to look at the way they went out to Atletico Madrid in the Champions League a couple of seasons when he wasn't there to show how important that is. So that made a massive difference. Obviously, we know all about Van Dijk and what a transformational signing that's been. I feel in terms of the football club going forwards, he would be in a similar bracket. Obviously, Van Dijk was a bit more proven. Alisson was a bit more proven. But in terms of potential, in terms of what he would bring to the club, I think a massive outlay would be fine.
Leanne Sanderson has been speaking to TalkSport 2 about Josh Cavallo becoming the first openly gay male footballer in a top division. He plays for Adelaide United in the A-League in Australia. She said hopefully one day a gay male footballer will not even be a big story.
I just think it's very brave, but I also think hopefully we'll move past the time in England where, you know, we're not putting silhouettes on the front of newspapers and saying we know this player's gay, because it makes a player feel really, I'm sure, not good inside themselves, because I reckon teammates know who's gay on their team and their families know, but it's up to them and down to their discretion to share that. But it's massive that he's come out and done this, and all I can say is well done to him, because it's very brave to do that.
Now, who wants to have a Football World Cup every 2 years? No one at all. No one on the planet. Hold on a minute. What? Former England striker Gary Lineker is in favour of a tournament taking place every 2 years? This I have got to hear.
I would love to see the World Cup every 2 years. I would genuinely love it. I hate summers where there's no major tournament. I think they're boring. I think the only reason we think 4 years is great is because that's how it's always been. And they say, well, maybe it's better if it's not played so often. Well, play it every 10 years then. So I don't quite get that argument. But I think there's a very big but. And that is how you possibly manage the players' tiredness, etc. Just pushing them too far. Obviously, they're massively well paid, etc. But that's beside the point because you want the best players playing the best possible football. So that would be an issue. My only way around that would possibly be to make sure that there, in terms of qualifying, there's way less. So you've just got groups of, say, three or four. They all play in 3 weeks. They do it in one city, which would help in terms of, you know, the travel nowadays and what we've got to do better with too many flights of football. It's a real issue with the environment. So, and then let the clubs have them for the rest of the year. No friendlies, no anything like that. But realistically, is that going to happen? I rather doubt it. So, yes, I'd love to see a World Cup every 2 years. I'd love to see a European Championship every 2 years. But that's just me being selfish because I love big tournaments. But I don't realistically think it will happen.
Now, in yesterday's podcast, QPR manager Mark Warburton was raging after Charlie Austin's goal was disallowed for offside against Sunderland. Have a listen.
Not often that you get your breath taken away, but I've just seen how far Charlie was onside. And at this level, with the implications of that decision and what it means for this club, that's an appalling decision.
Well, we can hear from Charlie Austin himself, who wasn't impressed with that decision. Park life.
When I headed it in, I had a split look at the linesman. He hasn't put his flag up straight away. He waits like 4 or 5 seconds. And then all of a sudden, it wasn't until I'm celebrating with Steffi Hansen, he says that the lino's caught his flag up. It's an appalling decision, and I think you can tell the frustration in the manager's voice afterwards. You know what they're like? Oh, no, it was offside, it was offside. It was, I guess it was human error, but like you say, it has some serious consequences on the football club.
England have eased to an 8-wicket win over Bangladesh to continue their perfect start to cricket's T20 World Cup. On my show, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time, cricket legend Sir Darren of Goff reflected on the victory.
England were outstanding. Jason Roy's 50th cap in T20s was outstanding. Got off to an absolute flyer chasing down that 1-2-5. But Bangladesh batting first, they just didn't look in the game. They were finding it hard to hit boundaries. They hit their first six in the 17th over. Moeen Ali went for 10 his first over, but he came back well. He was excellent. Three overs, 2 for 18. Chris Woakes, always with a new ball in the power play, delivers. He took a wicket as well, 1 for 12 he finished. But Tamal Bills bowling at the end, the innings, which is an area which we have struggled with at times. Yes, we've got Jordan, but Tamal Mills is our best stats-wise as well. At the end of the innings, he was super, picked up 3 wickets for 27. So 1-2-4 wasn't enough on that pitch. It was a good pitch. 150, 160 would have been the minimum score, and England chased it down quite easy.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from, whatever you care. Something I do care about is you hitting that subscribe button, so make sure you do it. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time later on at 4 p.m. today with Darren David Brent, oh no, from 4 p.m. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts at first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day, and above all, be safe, everyone.
Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.